She waited until halfway through the tinned soup.
"Mum," she asked, "does the man next door really kill people?"
Kate's mother gave her the look. Clearly, there would be no help there. Kate set herself an afternoon goal. She would find out what was going on, which sent her on a mission to Watchcombe. Armand's father worked at the pharmacy, so she decided on going there to buy soap or a fishing net. It was an old shop in the market square, its windows lined with yellow cellophane. Stood outside were two women, both giving the appearance of great bustle while standing still for a decent gossip. Kate lingered next to them, turning a critical eye to homes for sale in the window of the estate agent.
"Well," tutted one to the other, "I really shouldn't stop, as I must get some fish cakes for Arthur's tea." "Allardyce is using more bread in them than he should," said the other.
The first nodded.
"His batter's not fit neither."
And she thinned her lips.
"Not since his Lucy went away." "Oh, this town," the second clucked, and gave a significant glance at the pharmacy. "Not what it was, not what it was."
"Old Miss Doyle is the latest. Natural causes, they said. But we know better, don't we?"
"Oh, yes,"
the first put in.
"No smoke without fire."
Satisfied, she turned away from the pharmacy and trotted down the street. Kate went into the pharmacy and rifled through a display of fishing nets and plastic spades. Next to this, an old dog slept in a basket. Behind the counter, a distinguished Indian man was handing a wrapped paper package to a severe-looking woman.
"Your prescription, madam."
"Splendid, thank you."
The woman made to put it in her shopping basket and then hesitated.
"I'm sure it's all in order, Mr. Dass, but I was just wondering if Mr. Stevens would mind checking."
The paper bag hovered between them. Mr. Dass's smile hung in place.
"It is precisely your prescription, Mrs. Groves."
She did not move.
"All the same..."
Mr. Dass's smile lost its grip and fell from his face. With a startling suddenness, a twinkling old man burst from the back of the shop, heading off the explosion by plucking up the paper bag and opening it.
"We're only too happy, Mrs. Groves,"
the little man laughed, holding the pill bottle up to the light.
"All in order. Don't take more than two now, will you? We can't be too careful, can we?"
He gave her the package, and this time it vanished into Mrs. Groves's shopping basket. With a cheerful,
"Thank you, Mr. Stevens,"
she left the shop with a tinkle. Mr. Dass turned to his employer, his tone tight.
"I do wish you would let me handle it, sir. There was nothing wrong with the prescription."
"Oh, absolutely not."